We may be gripped in the worst housing recession since the 1930s, but that does not mean home builders have stopped planning new communities. That's even the case in Miami. Experts say it'll take at least 3 years to sell all the available houses and condos in Miami-Dade County. Still, one of the nation's largest home builders wants the county to allow it to build a new community in an area currently off limits on the edge of the Everglades. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen has this report.
If you drive west in Miami-Dade County, you pass neighborhoods, commercial strips, schools, and office buildings for several miles until it all suddenly stops. Community activist Don Sheriffs is standing at the corner of 136th Street and 162nd Avenue.
Well, to the east, you'll see a very classic Florida subdivision. And to the west, you see cornfields and lots of agricultural lands that are currently being watered. And if you would go about 2 miles north, west of here, you would be at the border of Everglades National Park.
We're standing on the edge of Miami-Dade County's urban development boundary, a line drawn in the 1980s that was intended to be a wall that would contain the area's runaway development. It was created by a county commission concerned about the cost of building roads, schools, and fire stations to serve new communities steadily expanding westward. It was also seen as a tool to promote good urban planning and to discourage suburban sprawl. But almost from the moment of its birth, Miami's urban development boundary, the UDB, has been under siege. At the request of developers, it's been moved by the county commission more than 50 times in the last two decades. County Commissioner Joe Martinez says he considers the line, as it's currently drawn, a joke.
UDB is an imaginary line that was drawn by somebody who had maybe too many scotches the day they drew the line, because it doesn't make sense and it's not even straight. No scientific study was ever done to determine the UDB, so I don't put too much stock in that.
Martinez is one of a majority of county commissioners who have voted repeatedly to move the boundary to accommodate commercial development. This week, the county commission will consider a request to once again move the line and approve the biggest project yet, one that would include retail, schools, offices, and nearly 7,000 homes. It's called Parkland. It would cover nearly 1,000 acres, and it's planned by Miami-based Lennar, one of the nation's largest home builders. Lennar's Ray Melendi says rather than more sprawl, it represents a chance for Miami to plan how it will grow.
It's a mixed-use community where we're creating a community with a sense of place. We're providing the opportunity for reverse commutes. There's employment centers. There's 3,000 well-paying jobs on the site, three schools. We're providing an enormous water treatment facility that would treat and reuse 100% of our wastewater. And you can only do that in a comprehensive manner. You can't do that on 20, 30 acres.
Lennar and other developers say they look outside the UDB because they can't find suitable land for their projects inside the boundary. Don Sheriffs is with Hold the Line, a group formed to pressure county officials to stop accommodating developers and the push west toward the Everglades. Standing on the proposed site, Sheriffs says there's another reason builders seek land outside the boundary.
Well, what we're looking at in this project is 961 acres of agriculturally zoned land. What that means is it's a lot cheaper to purchase agriculturally zoned lands than lands inside the urban development boundary. Therefore, the profit margin can be higher for a developer.
And it comes at a time when builders in Florida and elsewhere are building few houses and could use a boost to their bottom line. Melendi doesn't argue that Lennar and other developers involved with the project will see a financial payoff if the Miami-Dade County Commission votes to move the boundary and approve the project. But he says it requires a big investment from the company, and it will be years before Lennar sees a return. And approval is by no means certain.
In Miami-Dade, as in the rest of Florida, developers have always ruled.
On Miami-Dade's County Commission, Katie Sorensen has long led the fight to control growth and maintain the urban development boundary. The solution to Miami's problems of traffic and congestion, she believes, is to build up, not out.
We have to get to a better form of development, and that means doing urban infill, having people live in more compact communities, and being able to walk to things.
Lennar says Parkland would be just that. A pedestrian-friendly community that represents the latest in green building and good urban planning. It's just that to build it, Miami-Dade County needs to redraw its urban development boundary just one more time. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.